wisdom, or all the right humanity has ever had. Wisdom is humanity. The other stuff was merely spun to fly over its head. It was even used for entertainment, a sport for the bored or for the meaningless. There are so many takes and variations on what keeps humanity divided that there is no way to sort any of it out. The moment something is found, a liar will come and change it, alter its formula slightly, to keep it flying under the radar some more. But if you brush all this finely crafted, meaningless noise aside and focus on just inheriting wisdom from great beings, and with the aim clear as day of becoming a great being yourself, all attempts at control, manipulation, distraction, bondage, and securing servitude will fail. Because here, the human mind disconnects from the well-worn paths where all this sticky noise and ravenous encouragement occurs. The moment you sit down at the library and open your history of philosophy on Socrates, you will see what he represented to these feeble, static, and rigid systems. A force impossible to contain, to wrap, or manipulate. A force to question everything, to examine life, and to learn to know yourself. A force that unravels false leaders and undoes all the twisted things. He, and the many others that came after him, represented change, wisdom, and enabled actual pursuit of happiness. No control system of any kind at any point in human history could deliver. It only ever existed to promise and then always take. And wisdom? Wisdom brings. It leads. It upgrades. It changes. It snaps all the lies into dust and actually creates a future that is worthy of humankind. A safe future where all the bad ideas are left behind. What are we to do today? To recognize that there come points of no return. Up until that moment, we wield the reality rewiring power of prevention, a power that controls the future. It adjusts humanity's course. And after the tipping point, it is just confusion, division, conflict, and war. There is no right or wrong at that point. It is all just wrong. And there is no stopping it either. As with rain, the end comes on its own. Do not attempt to make sense of misery. It has no logic. It has no causality. No order. It is what happens when the tipping point is reached, and its end comes soon enough, but at its own pace. Until that miserable point, however, the incredible power of prevention is with us. And all it asks of us is to love wisdom, which is easily found in authentic philosophy books. The power of prevention asks us to befriend philosophers and all the clear thinkers that they have inspired. It just asks us to view wisdom as our intellectual inheritance, our most important right, the right to prevent all the wrong.